Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, as I mentioned earlier on, Little Shop of Horrors is on in the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre until August 9th. I'm very excited. I'm going tomorrow night to the, I think it's the official opening tomorrow night because you've had your previews. Starring the show is Galia Conroy, who joins me now with her mother, Nellie Conroy, who I know for years and years and years and years. That's Ireland for you. And we know, obviously, Nellie as Sharon in Fair City. People will, your currently latest role, among many roles that you've played. Going to come to you first, Galia. So you're one of the street urchins in Little Shop of Horrors, and I'm familiar with the film, but tell us what about that role for people who might know what the role is.
So the street urchins are kind of, they act as a Greek chorus. There's three of them, and they are the overseers of the story and a bit the narrators, and they interact every now and then, but they're a core part of the show.
Oh, so it's a huge role.
It's a huge role. We've all the best songs.
Have you?
Yeah. So it's a bit of a dream role in a way, yeah.
So you've just been previewing. I've been watching on Instagram because David O'Reilly is playing Seymour, one of my best friends, and I'm so excited to see you all tomorrow night.
Oh,
I've been
watching.
So how were rehearsals, first of all?
They were great.
Give us some gossip. Come on.
We only had 3 weeks, so it was a bit of a stress at times. But
was it only 3 weeks?
Yeah.
That's quick,
but
isn't it?
The cast is just amazing. Like, everyone was just bringing it and worked so hard, and from the props team to the costume to the musical director, like, everyone is just brilliant. So it was grand in the end, you know.
So, and I saw the reaction of the preview crowds. I mean, standing ovations. People absolutely loved it. Was it overwhelming?
I couldn't believe it. Like,
really?
I've never experienced anything like that before. There was a girl yesterday, or Saturday, the matinee I was chatting to, and she'd flown from France.
Wow.
To see the show. She'd flown from Toulouse. It was mad.
Yeah, because it has a massive cult following globally as well. So you have to be very careful about how you do it. And it's Bord Gáis Energy's first home-produced musical.
First ever, and full Irish cast. And it's a show that's not put on a lot as well.
Yeah.
So the fans are just, it really has a cult following, and they know every song.
How many previews have you done? Four?
Three.
Were you nervous, the first one?
Oh my God, yeah, I was terrified.
Were you?
It's huge, like, it's 2 years.
And the thing about the Bord Gáis, I have actually been on that stage a couple of times, but not performing, but just, talking and stuff. You can see everyone's face.
Oh my God,
You can really see the audience.
You know,
I hate
it was
that
as well, that when we came out first, I was preparing myself for what I looked like, but the wall of sound you're hit with when people start to clap was just, I've never experienced that like that. It was like a rock concert or something.
So you're a triple chat, and Nellie, you're so polite because you're letting her do all the talking. But
very good.
I'm saying you're very good. She's very good. You can sing, dance, and act. They call you the triple threats.
Do they? Yeah.
Yeah. In the industry, and I'd say you studied dance in the Netherlands.
I did. So I started with Irish dance for years and years and years, and then I moved to contemporary and I studied contemporary dance and choreography in the Netherlands for 4 years. Yeah. So I lived there then for about 5-6 years, and I'm just back the last year or two.
And now you're on centre stage.
And now I'm,
all the stages.
All the stages. And did Nellie, your mum, who's sitting here, you're so proud, so cute. did she have any influence on any of her choices?
Yeah, and no, like, she's really, no, but she was always
Nellie
really
makes a fist to punch me.
You better say I did.
She was always really supportive in whatever I wanted to do, but would never push me to, you have to do this or you have to do that. And I very much wanted to do my own thing, dance. I wanted to go and do something different first and then.
So you had a very young start, Nellie.
17.
That's pretty young, right?
No, it is, yeah.
And you were thrown onto the world stage at 17.
Well, the Irish stage.
I mean, it was huge, wasn't it?
Family.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was huge at the time, yeah.
And what was that like? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was 4 months of intense filming, grueling. But it was great. It was great to be part of it. But I was very young, so probably didn't appreciate it.
So remind people what Family was.
Family was the Roddy Doyle television series that was directed by Michael Winterbottom and done by the BBC. And it was four parts, and it was kind of each episode concentrated on one of the characters: the mother, the father, the sister, the daughter and the son.
So fabulous.
And Charla was the dad. There's a lot of kind of like alcoholism, domestic violence, different things
it was kind of the original kitchen sink, as
that
they
people
call it,
were raging it? About on the Monday. I think it was shown on a Sunday, and every Monday there was headlines.
Yeah. But your experience at that massive start overnight, did it make you nervous for Galia going into the industry?
Yeah, well, I would never have put her into a... I would never have... There would have been times where I could have gone, put her into castings as a child. And I never did that.
Did you not?
No, and I never did it with my other daughter because, and they'd probably be raging at the time, but I think it's a better to go into it your own way, and she's doing it her own way, and it's organic then. It's not because you are forced into it, or it was just given to you. You earn it, I think, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's very interesting.
It's more for longevity as well. You have to kind of
build your own thing,
build your trade and learn. You have to do kind of an apprentice, really, yeah, isn't it?
I suppose I'm getting at is that your experience so young, and it was so... It was such a big thing for a 17-year-old to take on. I mean, I remember the time, actually. I remember everybody talking about it. Would you made you protective of your two then as they're going into? You're such a show person. I can see you're an actor. Like just like it's in you. So you had to just let them do their own thing.
Oh yeah, well, I'm always there. I'm constantly there, and I'd be an advisor. Like if there was anything, like if I had a 17-year-old and the subject was like there was in family, I might be a little bit concerned.
Okay.
You know, because the subject was very kind of dark.
Yes.
Particularly for my character.
Yes.
And I think that does have an effect on you if you're not protected. So I would be protective about certain things. But so far, Galia hasn't really come up against anything like that. Her roles have been, she's been with great people. Like.
Yeah. And what was it like growing up watching, you know, because there was loads of theatre shows over the years, I'm sure, as you were growing up, going to see your mum on stage and various films and stuff. What was it like watching that? Was it just normal?
Yeah, it was just normal. Like, I just remember sitting in theatres being like, oh my, for hours, you know, like four or five, being like watching the play again. It was just normal to me. And it was only when I got older and then went into that industry myself.
Yeah.
I was talking to other people and they were like, oh, I realised, oh no, no, that's not normal. But I do, that is, yeah, my earliest memories are being in theatres and watching rehearsals. And
so you seen the preview?
Oh, I saw Saturday Night.
Were you so proud?
Absolutely beaming. And I don't really go to musicals, so I'm not
was
really...
Was that your first musical?
I wouldn't say it was my first now, but I'd have never seen that
Nelly
show.
Oh, Nelly, you're a theatre snob.
No, well, you know, it's just not... I'm not educated on musicals.
Oh, I love musicals.
Yeah, I know, and I know loads of people that do, and so I have to get into them. But it was fantastic.
Love it, yeah.
Oh, it was just... Everyone was brilliant in it, and the whole vibe of the audience, like they were clapping the minute the lights went down and clapping after each. It must be so satisfying to be in a musical. I'm not looking for a job because I don't sing. But it must be so satisfying to be up there.
We found the one thing Nelly Conroy can't do. Tell me this. Have you ever worked together? I can see it.
We did a week's development, but that wasn't really working together. But
was that the first time you're in a room professionally together?
Yes.
And what was that like?
Yeah, of course.
Was it weird?
Well, I was nervous about it because, you know, mothers and daughters, there's always like a little bit of
friction. Bit
And we're quite similar as well.
And we are quite similar.
Yeah, we would be.
She'd be kind of giving out to me.
Just explain what development is to people who aren't.
Well, if a writer has a script and the director's interested, they'd bring actors into a room and you'd workshop it and develop it, the characters, and see what works and what doesn't.
So then the writer can maybe go away and change some things.
You know.
Okay.
And come back with a different draft.
So kind of using your ability to bring life to the world. So was it strange watching each other?
We were grand to know we all worked out fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally. I wasn't worried at all.
Yeah, yeah, was fine. Yeah. She wasn't worried. I'm a worrier.
And you don't?
No.
Very chilled.
No, yeah, I'm not really stressed.
And you have another, Juno.
Juno, yeah.
And aspiring actor.
She's studying now.
She's studying drama.
Theatre. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's going into her second year.
So by you not pushing... They kind of landed there anyway.
Well, my dad's an actor. My uncle's an actor.
Oh, I know that, so I called you you're a dynasty.
It'd be funny if they were bankers, like.
Like, I don't know where we'd get that gene from. No choice.
So it's always a risk, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a good risk, though. You're loving it.
Yeah, it is. And I think it helps as well when you do have family in it that you know what to expect and you know the realities of it.
Yeah.
Do you know?
It's not personal.
You know, so you're a bit more prepared for it in that way.
You kind of have to learn... I mean, it can feel personal.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not, ultimately.
Yeah. I know, but it takes years to learn that. Like, I'm only learning that.
We're talking about rejection, obviously, when plays don't go well or you don't get the part. And for every yes, there's 1,000 no's.
Absolutely.
Isn't there? And you just have to learn to have a thick skin.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, sorry.
Do you know, it's also only a show, like... No,
you have to have attitude. You have to have, like, that's everything.
No, you have to have other stuff going on, and
it's only a show.
Yeah,
God, it's our life, me and Nelly.
I'd be like devastated,
throwing ourselves on the floor, kicking our heels, going, "No, it's the end of everything." What was Galia like as a child?
She was great. Yeah, you could bring Galia anywhere.
Really?
I was like when I had Gally, I was quite young, and well, not very young. Well, I was 20, so I was young, but so I always had her with me. And like, I remember before being on tour in Wexford with guests coming for the dinner, and I had to bring her. I wanted to bring her. I always wanted her with me. And she was only about 5, and she sat in the audience.
Not a bother.
Not a bother on her. And there was, we were told the two women beside her just keep an eye. She had said afterwards, oh, they kept talking to me. They annoyed me. Like, you know, we're real independent, real easy. Like,
amazing. Much like yourself,
great
though.
Girl.
So quickly, what's Sharon up to in Fair City? What's going on?
Oh God, it's all the
Can you
drama
tell me anything?
Now. Well,
there's some very, very serious fans on the team here, and they said probe her a little bit.
Well, Jared, the sister's back, and she's opening the antique shop, and then there's all the stuff with the Raffertys, and the daughter might be back soon.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah. So,
do you love it?
I love it. I love everyone over there.
Yeah.
It's great. And it really makes you have, you know, it's great getting up and having a job to go to.
Yeah.
It's absolutely brilliant. Like.
Yeah. I tell you, Nelly, you're one of the hardest working people I've ever met in my life. You really are. And Gally, you're not far away from her, I have to say. Listen, the best of luck with it. And
you
shouldn't say that. So you break a leg. Sorry. I'll be up the front tomorrow night waving at you. It's me. You met me yesterday. I'll try and I'll try you off. Have a great run.
Thanks so much.
And it's on until August 9th.
August 9th, yeah. And it's selling very fast. So,
it's selling very fast. Little Shop of Horrors, Nelly, as always, a pleasure.
Deadly. Thanks so
much. I'll see you tomorrow night. Yeah, thanks a million.
See you tomorrow.
Let's take a quick break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.